Hello, this is James Maduke speaking, and you're listening to Secret 35 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. And I'm going to go back one little step to end up with this little section on traffic, and I'm going to go back to the Google search engine. Now, why am I going to do that? Well, because I got a little bit of a flack when I actually brought out the program WWW Get Ranked First on Google. And why was that? Well, there's people online that make their living doing something called search engine optimization. And what they do is they help companies and people get high rankings on all of the websites, including Google, but any website that someone wants to get ranked highly, they go to a search engine optimizer, and they have a number of techniques to go out and optimize the site for different search engines. And what happened was, when I brought out the program Get Ranked First on Google, I caught a little bit of flack because, of course, when I brought it out, I launched the page. What site wasn't indexed in Google? Well, the GetRankedFirst.com site wasn't indexed in Google yet. I had to wait about, well, it turned out to be about 3.5 weeks before it got indexed. But it's indexed now. Now, the interesting thing is, the day that I launched the site, the very day that I launched the site showed up as number one on Get Ranked First on Google, but it was my main site, my www.jamesmaduke.com site. But over the past 3 weeks, what I did actually today is I wanted to find out if the site had been indexed and where it showed up on Google. Now, you have to remember, this is a site, it's a single page site, and it's about getting number one rankings or great rankings on Google. Now, where would it show up? I got a lot riding on this, don't I? Can you imagine if it showed up like 7,000th of something? That wouldn't be very good, would it? So what I did is I went and took a look at some of the new rankings that I got for the actual site. And just to give you an idea on some of them, for example, this is right 3 weeks old. It took me about 4 hours to write the sales page using the techniques and some of the techniques that I used in the Get Ranked First on Google program, and I actually made a couple mistakes, which I'll fix as I optimize things now. But just to give you an idea, if you look for Get Ranked First on Google, you'll find there's 56,000 sites. I'm number one on that. If you take a look ranked on Google, you'll find that I'm eighth out of 121,000 sites. If you look for first on Google, you'll find that I'm ninth out of 2 million sites. If you look at Get High Google Rankings, you'll find a good ranking. You'll find that I'm also, if you look at Get Ranked First on Google, you'll find I have two sites in the top 10. Number one is the Get Ranked First on Google site. Number four is the WWW James Maduke site. And that's out of 35,000 different sites. Now, why am I telling you this? Well, I think just for a little bit of a sort of a breather on traffic, and understand that yes, I have these rankings here, and yes, I get good traffic from them, but they're qualified traffic. I didn't target the word Google because I don't want traffic from someone who's just typing in Google from a search engine. I want someone who knows specifically what it is they're looking for, because I have something that can specifically help them. So is it possible to go from unranked to very high rankings in the search engines? Yes, it is. It's very easy to do if you tell the page that you want to have ranked what to do, so that, and I focus on Google, on what Google likes to see. If you just give them what they see, they'll love it. They absolutely love it. So let's wrap this little bit up on traffic. I talked about other people's traffic through e-zines. I talked about search engine traffic. And we're going to go into one little section, and I'll touch on it right now, and that's something called offline traffic. And that's one of the things that a lot of people who are internet marketers, they just forget about. They get so hung up on sending emails to people and web pages, they remember that there's a billion people that are offline. And you can still create a buzz on the offline world that's going to drive people to your site. Now, let me give you an example. I found out my rankings on Google, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do before I'm going to do it. So, for example, right now, I had a site that was not ranked, and I went to a couple number one rankings, a couple number four, eight, nine rankings, went from zero to top 10 rankings on Google. Now, what happens if I send a press release out, a traditional press release out, saying, James Maduke, author of Get Ranked First on Google, launches new site which catapults 400,000% increase in rankings in 3 weeks. I think there's going to be people that I wouldn't be able to touch or get in front of that are going to now go to one of those sites that I have. Of course they are. So traffic comes from online traffic, but don't forget about offline traffic. All of the things that you can do to create interest and nurture a relationship, whether it be online or offline, are things that you can do to drive traffic to your sites. And remember, driving it to the site is two options. One is making the sale, the other one, at the least case, is capturing the email address. So whatever you decide, make sure that you do one of those two things. This is James Maduke speaking. You've been listening to Secret 35 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. We'll see you again soon.